DTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid. CBS
Sports Radio. We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
And a very pleasant good evening to you from David Allen Memorial Ballpark in downtown Enid. Another edition of Enid Majors Baseball is about to go on the air. It's great to have you with us. The Majors come in to what is now the 2017 Connie Mack State Tournament, and they are the two-time defending champions. They won this tournament last year and in 2015. Looking for a three-peat, they come into this game hot. They have won 9 of their last 10 games. At one point in the summer, their record was 11-15. Now it is 20-16. They have won 9 of their last 10, including a very impressive spurt this past weekend at the Northern Oklahoma Classic, where they went 4-0, scoring 33 runs in the process in all 4 games and giving up just 2, and they had 2 run rule victories on the way to those 4 wins. So the Majors hope to build on that, and even though they get an automatic bid into the Connie Mack National Regional next week, they still have a lot of pride on the line, and they want to get a three-peat and win this Connie Mack State Tournament for the 3rd year in a row. We've got a special edition of our Enid Majors Baseball pregame show tonight. Not only are we going to talk to Enid Majors Baseball coach Chris Jensen, but we're also going to spotlight an Enid Majors player. We're going to do that throughout the tournament, and we're going to start with one of the guys who has been a very key cog in the Enid Majors wheel this summer, and that is first baseman E.J. Taylor, who graduated from Midwest City High School this year and is headed to NOC Enid next year to be a Jet with head coach Radon Leighton. So we're going to talk to E.J. Taylor in our next segment, and then later on we'll hear from Enid Majors baseball coach Chris Jensen. The Majors will start off playing the Oklahoma City Indians tonight. Here's what happened earlier today, though, at the state tournament. The Oklahoma Expos beat the Oklahoma Titans 5-1. The Southwest Shockers black team shut out Piedmont 7-0. The Shockers red team edged the Enid Plainsmen 2-1. And the Woodward Travelers just got done thrashing the Oklahoma City Broncos in a run rule game that ended in 5 innings, 16-3. So the Titans will have the day off tomorrow. They have a bye. They will play the loser between Woodward and the winner of this game on Friday at 2:30. Piedmont will play the Enid Plainsmen in the very first game at noon tomorrow, and the Oklahoma City Broncos will play at 2:30 in the afternoon against the loser of this game between the Oklahoma City Indians and the Enid Majors. We will come back with our discussion with E.J. Taylor of the Enid Majors baseball team when we return in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Cattle producers, whether you are looking to control anaplasmosis on pasture or prevent flies before they start, Sweet Licks Livestock Supplements has you covered. Both anaplasmosis and excessive flies can be devastating to a herd. Sweet Licks offers free choice options in a block or mineral to control anaplasmosis or prevent flies. Take control of your herd this summer with Sweet Licks Livestock Supplements, available at Johnston Seed Company. Call 580-249-4449 for a dealer near you.
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads. Great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center. Or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And John Herrick back with you. David Allen Ballpark getting ready for the Connie Mack State Tournament with the Enid Majors, getting ready to play the Oklahoma City Indians. Now here we're going to do our Enid Majors spotlight. We're going to talk to E.J. Taylor, the team's first baseman. E.J., how you doing? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing good.
How does it feel? First of all, tell me how you got into the sport of baseball. You looks like you've been playing it for a long time and you really enjoy it. What made you get into it at first?
Honestly, I don't even know. I mean, I played it since I was 4 years old, and it's just ever since I've loved it. And once I known it was fun, and I seen my ability to be decent, okay, or good at it, and I just followed it ever since.
How was your high school career at Midwest City? Looked like things really panned out well for you there.
Yeah, man, Midwest City, I've always joke around with the guys in the dugout. That's who made me, man. I mean, the style, the way I play the game, how I play it, what I do on the field, how vocal I am, is just that molded me as a player, and I appreciate everything about it.
How's the locker room with these guys? It looks like you guys are having a good chemistry on the majors.
Yeah, we got different groups, man. We got we all bind as a group, actually, but I mean, we got different age groups. I meant saying we got sophomores going into their junior year, we got seniors just graduating going into their freshman year. It's awesome, man. It's kind of, you can kind of see the immaturity sometimes, and they call us grandpas, but I mean, it's good. It's great.
How did you like playing first base this summer?
I loved it. I mean, playing first has always been one of my number one goals. Actually, it's funny that coach asked me what position I play, and I didn't really want to tell him I played third because that's how much I like playing first. I mean, I love it. Focuses, helps me focus on offense also.
You have had a lot of success this summer. You've been hitting over 400 as an Enid Major for most of the summer. What do you think has allowed you to be successful as a hitter?
First of all, confidence. And I mean, that's, I even tell little guys when I'm at camps helping them, it all starts with confidence. And that just, trusting, don't mean to sound like corny or anything, but trusting the process and just trusting your preparation, that's a big thing.
And you guys, it looks like, you know, there was a point in the summer you guys were struggling a little bit, had lost six in a row, but boy, you're really playing some good baseball right now. What do you think has allowed you guys to turn the corner here?
Honestly, relaxing. I mean, I felt like sometimes during those losses we were pressing, and just got to remember it's a game, man. At the end of the day, no matter what happens, win or lose or draw, I mean, it's just, you got to focus on just having fun, and usually when you have fun, everything takes care of itself.
Your dad's at every game. He's videotaping your at-bats every time, and I think you learn a lot from those videos, don't you?
Yes. That's actually one of the main reasons why I ask him to do it, so I can learn from my mistakes. And I mean, as a hitter, if you're not looking at your mistakes, how can you get better?
And you're going to NOC Enid here next year. You're going to be right down the road from David Allen Ballpark. How excited are you to begin your next chapter as a Jet?
Oh, man, I'm pumped. I'm excited. NOC was one of the first colleges to talk to me and believe in me as a player, and I thank them for that. And just that alone, they don't ever have to do anything else for me. That alone is just, it's always been a blessing, and I've looked at it as that since I've committed and signed to play, and I can't wait.
How do you feel about the teams in the state tournament? I know you guys get an automatic bid into the National Regional, but I'm sure it'd be a nice feather in your cap to win this thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me personally, I don't want to be the team, the 2017 that didn't repeat, or three-peat, actually. They won two in a row, and I made that a goal myself coming in once they told me they won back-to-back. That's been one of my main goals, and the competition's good. It should be fun.
All right, E.J. Taylor from the Enid Majors. E.J., thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this week.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to Enid Majors baseball coach Chris Jensen when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
Thank you.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Back here now with Enid Majors, Coach Chris Jensen. Coach, you know, it seems like just yesterday we began the summer season, and now it's about to be the postseason. How would you assess how the summer's gone for you?
Oh, it's going good. You know, we've probably dropped a few games that we should have won, but, you know, we've won our last 7 out of 8, and these guys are getting on a roll a little bit and getting a little confidence, and that's what you need at the end of the year.
And, you know, you guys are moving into this state tournament this week where there's a lot of familiar teams in it. Of course, the Enid Plainsmen are going to be in it, and a lot of teams that are usually in it, like Woodward and the Oklahoma Expos. What do you think of the field that you're going to have to face?
Oh, the field's exceptional. You know, I kind of like being right in the middle, right where I'm at here. You know, you look at the Expos and the Woodward Travelers and the Shockers, all quality programs year in, year out, and I kind of like being the dark horse, kind of ride on their coattails a little bit till the end.
You know, the bracket is interesting. You guys are at the bottom of it, and I think teams at the top of it tend to get byes earlier, but you guys have to kind of win 3 games in a row just to kind of get to Friday. How do you feel about the way the bracket shakes out?
It's fine with me because the way the bracket's set up, once you've received a bye, you can't get another bye until everyone else has had one. So those guys that get byes early, it may help them early in the tournament, but once you start playing good, you know, you can pick up a bye later against a good opponent.
And your first opponent is the Oklahoma City Indians, a team I guess you guys saw earlier at David Allen Ballpark. You didn't play them, but you saw them. What are your impressions of that team?
Oh, I know the coach. He does a really good job, and those guys are a lot of players from the metro area down in Oklahoma City and Edmond and more. And you know, we've played those guys in the spring. They're a nice team, and it's just going to depend. How the pitching. We're going to throw Tyler Kistner for us, and hopefully he throws strikes. And I imagine their guy probably throwing 85. So we've seen that this summer, and looking forward to it.
How's the health of the team right now?
Oh, good. Everyone seems to be doing fine in good spirits. So. We'll see how it goes.
What is your pitching rotation looking like at this point?
Right now, we're going to start Tyler Kistner. He's been our most probably consistent pitcher over the last month. He'll get the start against the Indians. And then, depending on win or lose, we're looking at probably Matt Hopkins to start against Woodward if we were to win and they were to win.
And, you know, if that does shake out, again, you have to play Woodward, which is a big rivalry. This would be one of the best Woodward teams you guys have faced because they're awfully good this year.
Yeah, they're really good. We've played them now 3 times, and 2 of the 3 games are really close games and came down to the last inning. So, you know, if we see them again, hopefully we're on our home field, and we'll get them this time.
EJ Taylor told me earlier that, you know, even though you guys are going to be in the national regional automatically, he doesn't want to be on that majors team that kind of didn't three-peat, you know, just because you guys have won 2 of these state tournaments in a row. So I'm sure you guys have talked about those goals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about those goals all the time. And like 3 years ago, we won the qualifier to get us in the national regional. And the last 2 years, we've won state. So we've earned our way the last 3 years. And these guys have witnessed that, and we've talked about that. And they know the expectations, and I think they're ready to go.
All right. Majors coach Chris Jensen. Coach, good luck to you today and throughout the rest of the week.
Thanks, John.
We'll have starting lineups and first pitch when we come back to David Allen in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And welcome back to David Allen Ballpark. A big thank you to Majors coach Chris Jensen, along with Majors first baseman E.J. Taylor, helping us with our Enid Majors pregame show. I'm John Herrick, back with you, and we are now starting early this game between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma City Indians. The Majors with a record of 20-16. The Indians, though, 8-14 on the summer. They are the home team on the scoreboard, so the Majors are up to bat first here in the top of the first inning, and Seth Graves is the leadoff man, and he is ahead in the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. After him, it'll be Ben Marino, then Matt Connerly, E.J. Taylor in the cleanup spot. The 2-1 to Graves is outside for ball 3. The starting pitcher is Hayden Parker for the Oklahoma City Indians. And he is a right-handed sidearm thrower. He's got kind of an interesting delivery there with how he throws the sidearm, and that time he misses outside. So Seth Graves just drew a leadoff walk to begin the game against the Indians. He's playing second base. Ben Marino is in center field. Matt Connerly, the third baseman. E.J. Taylor at first. Then you have Marcus Hampton, who's back from Tushka. He's always had to travel really far away to come play for the majors, but he's in the lineup tonight. He'll bat fifth in the order and play right field. Sixth is Matt Hopkins, who will play left field. Garrett Dehas is the designated hitter, batting seventh. Eighth is Logan Rutledge, the catcher. Lakin Young bats ninth. He's the shortstop. And Tyler Kistner is pitching for the majors tonight. Curveball in there for a strike from Hayden Parker against the left-handed Ben Marino. And Ben, last weekend at the Northern Oklahoma Classic, was 2-for-6. He scored 6 runs, stole 3 bases, and also drew 3 walks. He leads the team in stolen bases this summer with 10. And the 0-1, Marino tried to bunt and ended up fouling it back to the wall. But they are going to now say that the pitcher, Parker, balked. So Seth Graves is going to get to take second base on the balk by Hayden Parker. The defense for the Enid Majors, for the Oklahoma City Indians, Josh Clyden's in left, Landon Lee is in center, Caden Frazee's the right fielder, Noah Ellis is on third base, Clay Lockett is at short, Garrett Wilkins at second, Trevor Morales on first, Court Morgan is the catcher, and Hayden Parker is the pitcher. So that pitch does not count. The count is now 0-1 to Ben Marino, and it would have been 0-2. So, Graves is now in scoring position. We did see the Oklahoma City Indians take on the Enid Plainsmen earlier this summer. The 0-1 sails outside to even the count up at a ball and a strike. And that was back on June 14th, and that was all Enid Plainsmen. They won that game over the Indians 9-1. And that was in one of those, I think, early season tournaments. The 1-1 is a high fly ball by Marino down the left field line, and it will get foul. 1-2. Seth Graves on second base, wearing his light blue helmet as always. Seward County Community College very interested in Seth right now, but he is still uncommitted on his college choice. He's also considering NOC Enid. Ben Marino with the count 1-2 to him, steps back in. He's batting as a major on the summer, 403 with a 486 on base percentage. The 1-2, he goes down swinging here, though. He reached out, tried to catch up to a 68-mile-an-hour changeup and couldn't get there. And Marino goes down swinging for the 8th time this summer. And that brings up Matt Connerly, the third baseman, who's a left-hander, leads the team in RBIs with 25. And hit by pitches with 4, 22 runs scored. In the Northern Oklahoma Classic, he was 3-for-6. He was walked 6 times. He had 7 runs scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. And the left-handed Connerly hacks the first one down the left field line, foul, 0-1. So underway a little bit early tonight, the Woodward Travelers were all over the Oklahoma City Broncos in the game before this, 16-3. Of course, this is one of the best Woodward teams I've ever seen them have. They've got a kid going to OU. They've got another kid going to OSU. Numerous other kids that have signed to junior colleges. The 0-1. And Connerly ripped and missed at that one, which was low and inside. 0-2, he's quickly behind here. Connerly will be going into his sophomore season at NOC Enid, and what a weapon that'll be having him back. If you're Radon Leighton, the coach of NOC Enid, then you get E.J. Taylor over there too. Two quality hitters in the order. The 0-2 knocked back to the net by Connerly, and the count will stay 0-2. Coach Chris Jensen and I talked last week about how much Matt Connerly hates being walked. And he did not look happy in each and every one of those 6 walks he took in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. But he's behind 0-2 here in the pitch. Makes contact, tops it over to first, but it is just wide of the line and foul. Majors Baseball is sponsored in part by the Bike Shop, Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Catcher Court Morgan goes out to have a brief word with Hayden Parker, and now he goes back behind home plate. Parker sets with Graves on second base and one out. The pitch, it goes upstairs and away. 1-2. Good eye by Connerly that time as he's starting to put Hayden Parker's pitch count a little bit high. Winner of this game will play Woodward tomorrow night at 7:30. Loser will drop into the consolation bracket and play the Oklahoma City Broncos at 2:30 in the afternoon. The 1-2 by Connerly hits sharply over to first. Waiting on it is Trevor Morales, and he will step on the bag as soon as he gathers in the baseball. However, Graves goes over to third base, so the majors have a runner on third with two outs here in the top of the first inning with E.J. Taylor coming up. Taylor had a great Northern Oklahoma Classic. He went 5 of 12 in that tournament, scored 5 runs, drove 5 in, and also stole a base. Best batting average on the team at .443, best in slugging percentage at .671, and on-base percentage at .544. He is a right-hander facing off against the right-handed Hayden Parker. Let's see if he can punch home Seth Graves from third. And the pitch way outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Seth Graves is the leader on the team in runs scored with 31. He'd love to get 32 right here. Many of the Woodward fans and coaches still in attendance watching this one, knowing that their team is going to play the winner of this ball game tomorrow. And the 1-0, a strike across the middle, 1-1. And as usual, you heard me talk about it in the pregame interview with E.J. Taylor, his dad videotaping his sons at bat, as he has done all summer long. The 1-1 to E.J., good eye by him as that one bounces way down and away, and a good block by Court Morgan, the Oklahoma City Indian catcher. 2 balls and a strike. So this is a double elimination tournament. There are 10 teams in the field. We also know where the majors are going to be playing next Tuesday to open up the National Regional. More on that in just a second. The 2-1, and Taylor fanned that pitch, 2-2. They're going to open up on Tuesday, September. How about Tuesday, July 18th, against the NoCo Roughnecks, I believe. The Northern Colorado Roughnecks. So they combine the Northern and the Colorado together to call themselves the NoCo Roughnecks next Tuesday at 8:15. And the 2-2 jammed is Taylor. He is able to hit it over to first. Tough play at first base, though. Taylor is able to beat the throw. I don't know. I thought he beat it, but they're going to call him out. And Coach Chris Jensen is trying to go out there and argue the call. It was a very close play to first as Trevor Morales went over and gathered the ball in and flipped it to Hayden Parker. But they're going to call the foot race in favor of Parker. And it's 3-1 on the putout, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left on for the Enid Majors. We are scoreless after one half inning. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Summer has arrived at P&K Equipment with the dear days of summer. And if you're trying to squeeze every ounce of productivity out of these summer months, they can help. The John Deere 1023E subcompact utility tractor has 23 horsepower, dozens of compatible implements and attachments, and it can be yours for just $99 per month. So come into P&K and celebrate the dear days of summer, because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 7/31/17, subject to approved credit with John Deere. Financial price and model availability may vary. Some restrictions, exclusions, and limitations apply. See P&K for details.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And the Majors had a small threat brewing there in the top of the first inning. Seth Graves got on with a leadoff walk, but he would advance no further than third base, and the Majors go down swinging in the top of the first. No scores. We head to the bottom of the first. Majors Baseball is sponsored in part by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call Kuntz Roofing today at 580-541-3155. That is Kuntz Roofing. The Oklahoma City Indians lineup looks like this. It'll be Josh Clyden leading off in left field. Batting second, Clay Lockett is the shortstop. Third is Garrett Wilkins at second base. Fourth is Noah Ellis, the third baseman. Fifth is Court Morgan, the catcher. Sixth is Casey Cooper, the designated hitter. Seventh is Trevor Morales over on first. Eighth is Caden Frazee, the right fielder. Ninth is Landon Lee, the center fielder. And Hayden Parker is the pitcher. Clyden stands in from the right side. He'll face off against the left-handed, hard-throwing Tyler Kistner for the Enid Majors, and Kistner's first pitch is fouled off behind home plate, 0-1. The starting pitching numbers for Kistner an ERA of 2.56, a 6-1 record. He has pitched 41 innings, has allowed 22 runs, 15 of which have been earned, 38 strikeouts to just 17 walks. The 0-1 goes through the legs of Rutledge and to the wall. So you've got Matt Hopkins in left, Ben Marino is the center fielder, Marcus Hampton is in right, Matt Connerly's on third, Lakin Young is the shortstop, Seth Graves at second, E.J. Taylor is at first, Logan Rutledge is the catcher, Tyler Kistner the pitcher. The 1-1 knocked up in the air high, and it will hit the roof, and it's going to roll probably back down in the field of play. Didn't hit far away from where I'm sitting, so that was a little bit of a gut check right there. The 1-2 to Clyden is high, 2-2 from Kistner. And normally I'm helped out in the booth by Brady Kokajan, but Brady is still on family vacation in Las Vegas, so hope he and his family are having a good time. The 2-2 is low and inside for ball three, but he'll be back later this week for more coverage of the state tournament. Tyler Kistner graduated from Guthrie High School. He's headed to NOC Tonkawa next season. The 3-2 dribbled over to short. There goes Young going after it. He picks it up and double clutches and can't get the throw away to first base. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what in the heck happened there. Young had plenty of time to pick the ball up, and he did not make the throw there. So Josh Clyden is going to go to first base. I'm going to have to rule that an error on Lakin Young. I don't know what in the heck happened there, but Clay Lockett is next, and now just like that, the majors have runners, have an opposing runner on first base, and here comes Clay Lockett. Lockett takes a called strike from Kistner, 0-1. Josh Clyden's numbers this season, he's hitting .288, an on-base percentage of .339. He has struck out 10 times, and he has scored 4 runs and has driven home 9. And the pitch from Tyler Kistner will be delayed for a second. He had to step off the rubber, and wipes something away from his eye, and the pitch to him across the middle for a strike there, 0-2. He'll step out for a second and step back in the batter's box. Very short lead at first base for Josh Clyden, and Lake and Kistner's going to throw over there. Back he goes safely. Majors are in the first base dugout in the shade, but we're just about in the part of the evening where everybody's in the shade on the infield. But it's been another hot, extremely hot day in Oklahoma. The temperature 95 degrees now, and that one bounced into left by Clay Lockett. Josh Clyden will go to second base, and there are runners on first and second with nobody out. Garrett Wilkins, the second baseman, is next. Garrett this summer with the Oklahoma City Indians is batting .288. He has an on-base percentage of .413. He has 8 strikeouts, 6 runs driven in, and 11 runs scored. And he's a right-hander facing the left-handed Kistner. The pitch, a strike. So the winner of this game gets to play the Woodward Travelers in the field for the state tournament. I have to say, I have to agree with what Coach Chris Jensen said in the pregame. It is pretty doggone good. And all the teams that are considered favorites to win it, like the Expos and the Woodward Travelers, looked really good today. Especially Woodward in the game before this, beating the Broncos 16-3. The 0-1 is upstairs, 1-1. Kistner looks in for the sign and sets. Looks back at second, runner goes, and the ball is popped up in the air on a bunt try by Wilkins. It goes back to the net and will land foul. So back to second base goes Josh Clyden. Majors Baseball, sponsored in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. 1-2 to Wilkins. Strike 3 looking, and he knew he should have swung at it right away, but he ended up pulling his bat back, and by the time he thought about swinging, it was too late. One down. Noah Ellis is next. He's the third baseman, also a right-hander for the Indians. Ellis with a .298 batting average. He has scored 8 runs, driven in 5, 3 doubles, 14 singles. Runners on first and second for the Indians. One out, bottom of the first, no score between the Oklahoma City Indians and the Enid Majors. And Kistner hikes his leg up, and he was about to throw back to second, but did not. Kistner looking and throwing, and there's a fastball strike, 0-1. 82 miles an hour. Majors 20-16. They have won 9 of their last 10. The Oklahoma City Indians at 8-14. They come into this game having dropped with their last... They've only won 2 games in their last 10 tries, I believe. And Kistner will step off the rubber. They've lost 7 of their last 9. So they have 1 win over the Dallas Tigers of Bankston. And their previous win before that came on June 17th against the Colorado Chaos Navy team. That pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. So they beat the Colorado Chaos Navy team on June 17th in the qualifier, the regional qualifier, which was here at David Allen Ballpark. Then they struggled and didn't win another game until July 7th, which was this past Friday. Kistner sets and looks at second base. Back at second again, and the pitch. Both runners go, and the ball is lined out of play. Foul. 1-2. We are in the bottom of the first inning. The Indians have runners on first and second base with 1 out. I'm John Herrick. Great to have you with us. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Helping us out tonight, the Enid Plainsmen had a hard-fought game against the Southwest Shockers Red Team, but they lost that one. Earlier today, 2-1, so they're 1 loss away from elimination. Ellis tops that one up in the air, and that goes foul. So the Plainsmen will have to play against the Piedmont Wildcats tomorrow in the very first game at noon. And the Plainsmen actually played Piedmont. I believe they did. Actually, I don't think they played Piedmont in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. But Piedmont's going to have their hands full against the Majors. Piedmont went against the Plainsmen. They went 2-2. The Plainsmen went 3-1. And another foul off here by Noah Ellis. Plainsmen started off that tournament by beating Stillwater 12-3, and then they beat Burke Burnett and then the Oklahoma City Broncos, and finished off the tournament by playing the Shockers. So they did not play Piedmont in the Northern Oklahoma Classic this past weekend. Logan Rutledge needs to go out and have a word with Tyler Kistner, and he'll get back behind home plate. Nothing game so far between the Enid Majors and the Oklahoma City Indians, but the Indians threatening here in the bottom of the first with 2 runners on base. Kistner again looking at both runners. Keeps doing a double take with his head there. Now finally fires a fastball, which is low for ball 2. Still, even though we are getting into the relative later stages of the evening, it is still 93 degrees outside. And it's going to be this way all week and probably most of next week when the National Regional goes on here. The 2-2. Dribbled back over to the mound. Kistner picks it up and throws to third, and Connerly drops the ball. He could not hang on to it, but I wonder if he caught it and then stepped on third base and then dropped it. I think that's what Enid Majors coach Chris Jensen is going to go out there and try to say to that infield umpire. Because that's a compelling argument that he can make, because yeah, Connerly did drop it, but I wonder if Connerly stepped on the bag and then... Well, Jensen's going to go out and talk to the infield umpire, but for the moment, bases are going to be loaded, and the conversation is over. So the Majors have already committed 2 errors in this inning, and the bases are loaded for the Oklahoma City Indians. Court Morgan is next, the catcher. Morgan batting 262 on the summer. Another right-hander, and he has a chance to come through here. Give his team an early lead. The pitch, and he fouls it back to the wall. 0-1. Majors Baseball is proudly sponsored in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. You can find them today at 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Kistner sets and fires to Morgan, and Morgan chased it and missed, 0-2. And that's just frustrating if you're Kistner, because he threw the ball, he made the right play, the ball was hit right back to him on the mound, and Connerly does not normally do that. Only a very sure-handed third baseman. But just could not hang on to that one. Morgan will step out for a moment, take a practice swing. He has driven in 8 runs and has scored 7. Steps back into the right-handed batter's box. No score yet, but the Indians with the bases loaded and the 0-2. That looked like an awfully good pitch from Kistner, but they're going to say it was too far inside, 1-2. And the Majors bench, who was watching the game intently, kind of looked at it and said, oh, man, I think they had a collective groan there. They thought that that was possibly going to be strike 3 looking. The lone out in this inning so far has been a strikeout. The 1-2 to Morgan. That time it is. He hits the outside corner, and 2 strikeouts looking for the Indians. Boy, if you're the Majors and you can get out of this without giving up any runs, that'd be huge. Casey Cooper is next. He's the designated hitter. Saw another kid named Casey Cooper. I believe he was on Piedmont. So we have another Casey Cooper in the house today. Casey's batting 6th in the order, and he's the designated hitter. But he's only averaging 214 with the Indians. The pitch. Looped it back out onto the street, foul, 0-1. Does have a 393 on base percentage, has 10 walks, 7 strikeouts, 8 runs driven in. Also, the Majors have homered collectively as a team 6 times, and the Oklahoma City Indians have never homered this summer. But they are an 18 and under team. Most of the teams that were in this Northern Oklahoma Classic last week were 16 and under. Or we're younger than the Enid Majors. Kistner along with the 0-1. Here's the pitch. Low and inside and blocked by Rutledge. 1-1. So some folks have been looking at the bracket, and I admit it too. When I first saw the bracket here, I was confused because I thought, wait a second. A team loses the first game and then they get a bye? And that's what happened to the Oklahoma Titans. Well, that's true, but the Titans are not going to have a bye for the rest of the tournament until all the other teams get a bye. Fastball high from Kistner, 2-1. And there's also a chance that the Titans are done early if they lose on Friday, because they're now 1 loss away from elimination. So having a bye early is not necessarily a good thing if you get one. That's why Coach Chris Jensen was saying in the pregame, you want to get one late. The 2-1. Low and inside, ball 3-1. Majors nothing, Indians nothing, but the bases are loaded. Josh Clyden got on by way of an error from Lake and Young, and then Glockett singled. Wilkins then struck out, and then another error by Matt Connerly kept Noah Ellis on base. Morgan struck out, and here we are, the 3-1. Fastball from Kistner on the money that time, 3-2. An 83-mile-an-hour fastball. Still very early in the game, bottom of the first. The Majors will have their 5-6-7 portion of the order due up in the second. Marcus Hampton, Matt Hopkins, and Garrett DeHaas. And Kistner will step off the mound again. Kistner just early on in this game looks really bothered. He has been worried about the runners on base a lot in this first inning. And the 3-2, the payoff, it's chopped over to third. It's not playable. Matt Connerly was charging, hoping it would be, but the umpire ruled it foul, and everybody has to go back to their respective base paths. You can listen to Enid Majors Baseball anytime by listening to previous broadcasts. You can go to our CTV Sports app, go to the on-demand section of the app, and you can find previous games there, or go to our website, ctbsports.com, click on Broadcast Archive, and then 2017 Baseball, and the games are there. And again, Kistner, right as he was about to throw the pitch, had to step off the mound. That just keeps on happening here in the bottom of the first, and the bases are loaded for the Oklahoma City Indians. Can they get something out of it? Cooper holding, waiting, and now here's the pitch, and he tops another one foul. So Kistner's pitch count really climbing here in the very early outset of this game. The plan for the Enid Majors pitching rotation is to have Kistner go tonight and possibly have Matt Hopkins go tomorrow, but of course you can only plan your pitching so far ahead at a time. A lot of it depends on how the field shakes out and if you win or lose. 3-2 to Casey Cooper. Ball four, and then a walk a run in. And Kistner just didn't look comfortable from the moment he let that pitch fly. Josh Clyden will score, and that makes it an early 1-0 lead for the Oklahoma City Indians. And remember, they are the home team in the state tournament and in the national regional. Home teams are decided by a coin flip. Normally in a lot of these tournaments at David Allen, the Enid teams have been automatically home. Not the case here in this one. Trevor Morales takes the called strike. An 81-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Morales this summer with the Oklahoma City Indians is batting just 178. He does have two runs driven in and does have one double, seven singles. The 0-1 goes off the glove of Rutledge into the wall. He slides to get it and throws back in play. Goes wide of Kistner, but E.J. Taylor flies over to pick the ball up, and it's 2-0. So the majors are out of sorts here early on. A wild pitch from Tyler Kistner brings a run home, and the Indians off to a great start. They have scored two runs, and they take a 2-0 lead. So the majors, for the first time in quite some time, will have to come from behind. Kistner sets and looks at both runners now that are on second and third. The 1-1 misses the outside corner. 2-1. You've got Noah Ellis on third. You've got Casey Cooper on second. Now first base is open after Clay Lockett just scored. And the 2-1. Lined into right past the second baseman, Seth Graves, and that makes it 3-0 for sure. The throw home won't be in time. So Trevor Morales, who was batting just 178 coming into this game, comes up with a big 2-RBI single, and it puts the Indians ahead 4-0, and Majors coach Chris Jensen not happy. He has to go out and have a word with his entire infield and Tyler Kistner on the mound. Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home, proud to support the Enid Majors for another summer. Conversation is over, and the Majors will have to continue to work through this jam here as four runs have come across. Caden Frazee is next. So Trevor Morales bounces a run home, and then gets another run home after that to make it 4-0. Now he's on first. Caden Frazee is up and takes the ball. Frazee's batting 225. 8 strikeouts, 5 walks. He has scored 8 runs and has 4 runs batted in. The 1-0 to Frazee in there for a strike from Kistner. 1-1. And the games where Kistner has gotten off to really good starts, that's when he has been successful. Needs some early success, and he has not gotten that in this game. The 1-1 is a pop fly out of play. It'll go foul, 1-2. And we have seen the majors have the Indians in this position plenty of times here in the bottom of the first with 2 strikes and down to their last strike in the at-bat, and the majors can't seem to get out of it. They trail 4-0. And the 1-2. Dribbled over to first. E.J. Taylor makes a sliding grab and gets it, and then steps on the bag to end the inning. 8 batters come up there for the Indians. They get 4 runs on 2 hits with 2 errors, and they leave a man on base. But it's the Indians 4, the Enid Majors nothing after 1. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick and Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
A tough start for the Enid Majors. They fall behind 4-0 early to the Oklahoma City Indians as we go to the second inning. I'm John Herrick. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Batters 5, 6, and 7 are due up in the Enid Majors order. Majors had a small threat going there in the top of the first. Could not get a run home, though. And the Indians were able to take advantage of two Enid Majors errors there in that first inning. And it's 4-0 Indians going into the second. So either the Majors are going to be playing at 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow against the Oklahoma City Broncos, or they'll be playing at 7:30 in the evening against the Woodward Travelers. That's if they win this game, and if they lose, they play the Broncos. Marcus Hampton is going to start off this inning, and we haven't seen Hampton in a while. But he is hitting .355 as a major this summer, the pitch. On the inside corner from Hayden Parker, 0-1. Parker might have some renewed energy after coming out and watching his team give him some very nice run support. The 0-1, low and inside, 1-1. The good news is they're only one inning into this game, and the Majors will have to work out of a deficit, but they've had to do that a few times earlier this year, especially in the qualifier for one. The 1-1 is up high, 2-1. Also had to do it in the Bartlesville tournament where they went 2-1. So it's, and they've definitely got some firepower to do it. Marcus Hampton just graduated from Tushka High School. He'll be going to NOC Enid next year. The 2-1 bounced up the middle. Tough play for the shortstop, Clay Lockett. He picks it up and just barely gets Hampton in time at first base. Good effort by Hampton running down there, but Lockett just made a nice play to throw him out. Matt Hopkins is next. Hopkins is batting .486. He is 17 of 35 in his short time as an Enid Major. A graduate of Kingfisher High School. He was the winning pitcher for the Enid Majors in the last game they had on Sunday against Burke Burnett. And the pitch to him is a strike from Hayden Parker, 0-1. In that Northern Oklahoma Classic, Hopkins was 4 of 8 with an RBI, 3 runs scored, and 2 walks. 0-1 to Matt. And he bounces it down the third base side, foul, 0-2. So Hayden Parker with that sidearm delivery has yet to give up a hit. He has thrown one walk to Seth Graves. He does have a strikeout to Ben Marino. After Matt Hopkins, it'll be Garrett Dehas. As the Indians are ahead early on the Enid Majors, 4-0, one out at the top of the second, nobody on for the Majors. And the 0-2, Hopkins skies this one into shallow center. Landon Lee is coming on. The shortstop, Clay Lockett, backpedals and catches for the second out. Garrett Dehas is next. Last week, Garrett was 2 for 10, but he did score 2 runs, had 3 walks, and also drove 2 in. Garrett this summer been a very productive member of the Majors, hitting .333, and his parents, Justin and Jennifer Dehas, celebrating their 20th year wedding anniversary today. So congratulations to both Justin and Jennifer as they celebrate a wedding anniversary. Dehas fouls this one back to the net, 0-1. They are at every game, every Enid Majors game. They are always here to support Garrett. His older brother Stetson is here as well. I don't know how Jennifer has put up with Justin all these years. The 0-1, low and outside, 1-1. But even he said that to me earlier today. I don't know how she's put up with me this long. The 1-1 to Garrett. Garrett looked like he checked his swing here, and the ball goes high in the air down the right field line, and it bounces off the mat, foul. 1-2. That's about as high as I've ever seen a ball travel off a check swing. And Garrett wisely took off running to first in case it was fair, but it went foul. So now the count is 1-2 to Garrett, 2 outs, top of the second, nobody on for the majors. They're behind early against the Oklahoma City Indians, 4-0. The 1-2. Strike 3 looking. I don't know, that looked a little bit outside to me, but the umpire says it was on the corner, and the majors go down in order in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's the Oklahoma City Indians ahead of the Enid Majors 4-0. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know your buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay, too. SNB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out, it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years. With reliable brands like Echo, Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And it's been a rough start for the Enid Majors. They trail the Oklahoma City Indians 4-0 going into the bottom of the second inning. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by the Bank of Kremlin. They have 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Enid Majors. Member FDIC. Lefty-lefty matchup here between the pitcher for the Majors, Tyler Kistner, and Landon Lee, who is the 9-hole hitter for the Indians. And Lee moves ahead in the count 1-0 as Kistner misses on the first pitch. Here's the second one. Lee makes contact and pulls it down the right side foul over into the Majors dugout. You don't really see Majors coach Chris Jensen come out and have a lot of conversations with the infielder, the pitcher on the mound, and you definitely haven't been seeing that a lot lately when the Majors have won 9 of their last 10, but he made 3 separate trips out there to talk to the infield in the first inning, and he had to talk to the umpires a couple times. The 1-1, Landon Lee foul tips that one into the glove of Rutledge, trying to lay a bunt down as he could not get the ball in play. 1-2. Let's see with 2 strikes against him if he tries to bunt again. He does not. Instead, he swings and misses, and Rutledge will have to throw him out at first base, and he does. That is the 3rd strikeout of the game for Tyler Kistner. However, he has a walk, and he has given up 4 runs, but only 2 of those have been earned. We go back to the top of the order with Josh Clyden, who reached on an error by Lakin Young back in the first. And Clyden was able to come around and score the first run of the game for the Indians. Kistner kicks and fires, and there one, that one goes into left field. Nicely done by Josh Clyden. He gets a base hit. No hesitation from him. He swings at the first pitch of the at-bat and belts it into left for a 1-out single. Clay Lockett is next. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored in this game already. So when the Plainsmen played the Oklahoma City Indians, that was in the Connie Mack Regional Qualifier. Plainsmen won that game 9-1. But again, you probably figure that was a long time ago. A lot's happened since then. I'm sure the Indians have improved. And the pitch goes outside. 1-0 to Lockett, who tries to lay a bunt down. And you come into this game and you see the Indians' record at 8-14, but you definitely can't overlook anybody because of their record, because everybody plays different opponents and different competition. And just about every team in the state tournament's played tough competition all summer. Fastball for a strike there from Tyler Kistner, 80 miles an hour on the radar gun. It is another hot, steamy evening in downtown Enid as we approach 8:30. Right now it is 91 degrees as he tops that one over to third. Connerly picks it up and throws to second base to get one and throws to first to get the double play. I have no idea what in the world Clay Lockett, the batter, was doing. He didn't even take off and try to go to first base. So Seth Graves just picked up the ball and threw to first base and got him when he didn't even try to run, and his coach is not happy with him as he heads back to the dugout. Through two innings of play, it's the Oklahoma City Indians 4, the Enid Majors nothing. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We've played two innings here at David Allen Ballpark. It is the last game of five today at the Connie Mack State Tournament. Here's what happened earlier today at David Allen Ballpark. In the very first game, the Oklahoma Expos defeated the Oklahoma Titans 5-1. Then it was the Southwest Shockers black team over Piedmont 7-0. The Shockers red team edged the Enid Plainsmen 2-1. Woodward was all over the Oklahoma City Broncos 16-3. That's what happened in the four games prior to this one. So the Shockers red team, they get a bye. They have the day off tomorrow. They'll play at 5 o'clock Friday night. And they will play the winner of the Woodward game, and Woodward's going to play the winner of this game. So nice for the Shockers red team. They get to have tomorrow off going into Friday. Batters 8, 9, and 1 due up for the Enid Majors. Logan Rutledge, Lake and Young, and then Seth Graves. Rutledge leads the team in strikeouts, swinging at 22 of them, and he hops in front of this one to knock it out of play foul. He's batting just 158. He has just one run driven in. He has scored seven runs. He's also drawn nine walks. But he is batting eighth in the order. He is a really good defensive catcher, though. The 0-1 is high and away for ball one. He has split time at that position this summer with Karsten Barnett, but most of the advantage on that split has gone to him. Karsten will be going into his senior season at Woodward. Rutledge will be going into his junior year at Kingfisher. And the 1-1 is inside for ball two. 2-1. A lot of young guys on this Enid Majors team. One of the youngest Majors teams I can remember in recent memory. A lot of guys normally are going into college, but we have a lot of guys that are still in high school and going to be upperclassmen. The 2-1 ripped and missed by Rutledge. 2-2. Majors have fallen behind early, 4-0. Indians got four runs in the bottom of the first, and the Majors now have to try to come from behind here, but they certainly have the firepower to do it. The 2-2, Rutledge swung too early, and that's strike three. The starting pitcher for the Indians is looking awfully good right now. Hayden Parker, with that sidearm off-speed slew of pitches he has, is really befuddling the Enid Majors right now. Lakin Young is next, batting ninth in the order. He's averaging .246. 15 runs scored, 10 walks. He has driven four in, and he'll be a junior at Pioneer High School next year. And he takes a strike on the outside corner from Parker. To be honest with you, I thought that pitch was low and outside, but the catcher, Court Morgan, did a really good job of framing it, and I think that convinced the umpire. The 0-1, can't really convince him of that one. That one was way outside, 1-1. Lakin Young in the tournament last week was 3-for-9. He had one walk, and he scored three runs. And he makes contact here and gets it past the third baseman into left. Young hurries around first, and he'll hold up there. Normally, Majors coach Chris Jensen is sitting in the dugout, and he has one of his players out there coaching at first base, but given the importance of this being the postseason, he is now out there coaching first, wearing a helmet. His assistant, Richie Tarango, is coaching at third. We are back to the top of the Majors order. Majors just got their first hit of the game. Now you got Seth Graves, your leadoff man, who walked in the first and got to third base but could not get home. And he sees a 76-mile-an-hour fastball come in for a strike. 0-1. This tournament's going to go through Sunday this year. Normally the state tournament's been a Wednesday through Saturday tournament, the 0-1. High and off the glove of Morgan. It almost got by him to the wall, but he grabbed it just in the nick of time. Lake and Young, you can tell, was pondering going to second base, but he stayed put. Young, not much of a threat to steal. He hasn't stolen a base this summer. The 1-1 to Graves, and it goes through the legs of Morgan, but Young is again going to stay put because the ball, even though it went through his legs, didn't get that far behind home plate. Morgan loses his helmet, and he has to put it back on. Top of the third inning, one out. Majors up to bat here. They are the visiting team in this game. They lost the coin toss before the game. The Indians won it. The 2-1, and there's the throw to first base, but we're not going to see the 2-1 pitch yet as Lake and Young goes back in time to beat the throw. Graves taking a couple of practice swings here. Now waiting on the pitch from Parker. Here it is. It's high for ball three. And Morgan stood up and faked the throw to first like he was going to try to throw out Lake and Young. But Young stayed right there. For the Oklahoma City Indians, they have four runs on three hits, no errors. Majors with no runs, one hit. They've committed two errors. 3-1, Graves pops it up, foul ground, left side, three Indians going after it, and the ball hits the top of their dugout. So it's foul, and it'll be three balls, two strikes. I saw a rather humorous foul ball land earlier today in one of the games that was being played here. I think it was in the game between the Expos and the Titans. A foul ball hit the overhang and then bounced down two levels, hit the top of the Expos dugout, and landed in front of one of their players as he was walking towards the railing. By the time that ball landed in front of him, he got so scared it looked like he had seen a ghost. Luckily, it didn't hit him, but the ball just took a hop right at him. Throw to first base, and Lake and Young goes back again. Now, even though Young has not stolen any bases this summer for the Majors, he did show a knack for doing that for Pioneer during the spring. The 3-2, Graves takes another walk. Boy, Seth Graves is so good at that, being so incredibly patient at the plate, and he is again. He has put runners on first and second now for the Majors with one out in the top of the third. They're behind 4-0, but they now have the tying run on deck. Ben Marino comes up to bat, and he struck out swinging in his first trip up. He is 2 for his last 7, but he's hitting .403. Graduate of Hennessy High School. Hayden Parker now in his first big jam of the night. How does he work through it? The pitch. And Marino was late on that swing, 0-1. Most of the crowd that's here supporting the Majors, they're either sitting behind home plate or down the first base side behind the Majors dugout. Majors coach Chris Jensen, I'll learn to talk eventually, and his wife Kelly are in attendance. His wife Kelly sitting behind the dugout along with all of their children. The 0-1 lined foul and out of play onto the street, 0-2 by Ben Marino. So like the first at bat, Ben Marino was behind 0-2. And what a weapon that would be for the Majors to get both Graves and Marino on base. Two of their fastest guys, maybe the top two fastest. Graves, Marino, and Connerly, the first three batters in the Majors order, all left-handers. Parker is a right-hander. trying to find a way to get Marino out here. He's taking a long time. He gets the sign, now the pitch. And Marino again could not catch up to it. And if you remember back in the first inning, he struck out swinging on an off-speed pitch that was moving towards the outer half of the plate, and he swings late again. And for Ben Marino, he has now struck out 9 times swinging, but that the last time he struck out swinging was a long time before tonight. I can't remember him doing it, especially in a recent stretch. So this is uncharted territory for him. Matt Connerly will try to keep the inning alive here with 2 outs in the top of the third, and he rips that one into right on the first pitch. Bounces it to Caden Frazee. He throws it back into the relay man, Trevor Morales, at first. And the runners will have to hold up there. So the bases are loaded for the majors. 2 outs, top of the third. They're down 4-0, but they have arguably their best power hitter in E.J. Taylor coming up. Taylor was nice enough to be a part of our Enid Major Spotlight segment in the pregame show tonight. Just a really, really good kid, and he's turned into a great leader on this team. And he's batting .443. He's hit 2 home runs, and boy, if he could hit one out now, that'd be just what the doctor ordered for the majors, a grand slam to tie it up. But he takes a breaking ball in for a strike from Hayden Parker, 0-1. And as usual, there is E.J. Taylor's dad videotaping the whole at-bat. You've got Connerly on first, Graves at second, Lake and Young is at third. The 0-1, and Taylor reaches out, goes opposite way with it, and charging on is the right fielder, Caden Frazee, sticks his glove up, makes the catch, and ends the inning. The majors leave the bases loaded. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 3 men left on base. It is still 4-0. Oklahoma City Indians lead the Enid Majors through 2.5. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Encouragement. Would you like to hear genuine words of encouragement? Where can you hear those words today? For many, the answer is the church. It's here you receive words of encouragement of the never-ending love Jesus has for you, that God does have a plan for your life, and there's a special place reserved for you in the family of God. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit this weekend and hear the words of encouragement you've been missing. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
As a lender and financial partner to ag businesses, our two biggest goals are really one and the same: to help agriculture and our community grow. We're committed to supporting community organizations, agriculture events, and advocacy groups. We believe what's good for the ag community is good for the whole community, and we think that dedication shows. Farm Credit of Enid.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And they are trailing in this game 4-0 going to the bottom of the third inning. I'm John Herrick. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Normally, Brady Kokajohn is with me up in the booth, but he is on a family vacation in Las Vegas. That is apparently the city that everybody in America has been to besides me, including my own brother who was just recently there. Garrett Wilkins will start off the bottom of the third inning. Nonetheless, I hope Brady and his family are having a wonderful time. Wilkins is 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout looking, and they just put up on the video board announcing that Jennifer and Justin Dehas, mother and father of Enid Major's designated hitter, Garrett Dehas, celebrating their 20th anniversary tonight. Everybody gave them a nice ovation, so that was cool to see. Garrett Wilkins sees a fastball come in from Tyler Kistner, low, 1-ball, no strikes. Pitch number 2. He held up on his swing and did not go around, and it's 2 balls, no strikes, as Kistner gets behind again, 2-0. Well, he got behind a lot in the first inning, but didn't get behind very much in the second. But now he's behind 3-0 as that pitch goes bouncing off the glove of Rutledge to the wall. 3 balls, no strikes. Dense Comfort Solutions offers commercial and HVAC, residential and plumbing services. Having your air conditioner service not only keeps you cool, but it can lower your bills. Call Dense Comfort Solutions for any indoor air quality or plumbing needs you may have at 580-279-0521. The 3-0 pitch is way high, and it's 4 from Tyler Kistner to Garrett Wilkins. And right away, Logan Rutledge wants to come on out and have a word with Tyler Kistner. While he does that, we'll also remind you that ABC Mattress Liquidators is counting down the final weeks of the hottest deals in the Midwest. Top name brand mattresses, sectionals, sofa love seat combos, and power motion furniture all priced up to 75% off. Hurry in and don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity. ABC Mattress Liquidators at 5124 West Garriott Road in Enid. The next man up is Noah Ellis, who reached on an error by Matt Connerly in the first and then came around to score. And now after the conversation with Rutledge and Kistner wraps up, Enid Majors coach Chris Jensen wants to go out and have a chat with his entire infield. Four runs, three hits, no errors for the Oklahoma City Indians. No runs, two hits, and two errors for the Enid Majors. Coming into tonight, the Enid Majors had not committed all that many errors. Just 38 on the season, now at 40, through 37 games. So that's about one a game, and they've already committed two in this game. That's very uncharacteristic of them. And now the conversation is over. Jensen's heading back to the dugout. And that's always one of the more interesting moments in a baseball game when the coach is out there talking to his players on the mound. And then the umpire kind of comes out and says, okay, coach, let's wrap this up. And usually the umpire doesn't have to say anything. He just goes out and stands in their way and hovers. And that's usually the universal sign that the coach needs to get back in the dugout. So Kistner, the left-hander, getting ready to face Noah Ellis, who came around to score what was his ninth run of the summer back in the first, and he moves ahead in the count 1-0. Looking like that Logan Rutledge on that pitch, the catcher for the majors, was setting up inside, and the pitch came way high and outside. One ball, no strikes. That one hit back over to short. Lake and Young is there. Flips to second. There's one on to first base, and the majors get a twin killer. A 6-4-3 double play anchored by Lake and Young. So that empties the bases with two outs for Court Morgan, who struck out swinging against Kistner back in the first. The Indians lead the majors 4-0, two outs, bottom of the third, and now the bases are empty for them. Kistner winds and fires. And that pitch comes low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So there's going to be four games tomorrow. We'll start off with the Enid Plainsmen and the Piedmont Wildcats at noon. At 2:30, the Oklahoma City Broncos will play the loser of this game, as that one is hit back to the net, 1-1. At 5 o'clock, it will be the Oklahoma Expos against the Southwest Shockers black team. And then the Woodward Travelers will play the winner of this game tomorrow night at 7:30. That's the schedule for day two of the state tournament. The 1-1 missed, 2-1. An 81-mile-an-hour fastball from Kistner, just a little bit off target there. Majors have two outs against the Indians, but getting that third one is not always easy in baseball. Morgan lifts this one high up in the air. It's going into foul territory, and boy, it almost hit an old guy. And then it bounces up into the second level, and Justin and Jennifer Dehas's youngest son just caught the foul ball. That was, wow. That ball, where it was going, had more twists and turns than a Breaking Bad episode. I don't know. I didn't know where that thing was going to end up. It almost hit one guy, and then it almost hit Justin Dehas's kid, and he somehow hung on to it. And then Court Morgan pops this one up high in the air to short. Lake and Young is there to catch it and end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Indians through three, but they lead the Enid Majors 4-0. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And it's our very first Enid Majors postseason game of 2017. The Majors 20-16, but they are behind 4-0 to the 8-14 Oklahoma City Indians. Still plenty of baseball left, though, as we head to inning number 4. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Janssen GMC. They are celebrating 50 years serving Enid, and they're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Also sponsored by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid. The Enid Majors will send up their 5-6-7 portion of the order. Marcus Hampton, Matt Hopkins, and then Garrett DeHaas. Hampton and Hopkins and DeHaas all went down in order in the second, so they'll try to turn things around here in the fourth. The left-handed Hampton twirls his bat, waits for the pitch, and it's high for ball one. Now, a lot of these guys on the majors are from areas that are far outside of Enid, so when they travel to Enid, it's not always exactly just down the street, and that's definitely the case for Marcus Hampton. He's from Tushka, which is over 3 hours away. The 1-0 pitch hit back to the net foul, 1-1. And Jensen, Majors coach Chris Jensen, told me before the game that he had three guys stay at his place. I think it might have been last night or the night before, and he was like, I have to let him go now. I can't have three guys in my house all the time. I don't know that my wife likes that. I don't think I can afford it. Can't keep paying for all the food that they eat. The 1-1 is chopped back to the wall. One ball, two strikes. But yesterday, the Majors and the Enid Plainsmen had kind of a joint practice to get ready for the state tournament. They kind of all came to the ballpark and took batting practice together. The 1-2 to Hampton. Hampton makes contact, drives it into left. Charging for it is Clyden, and he makes the catch in foul territory and then almost goes over the wall. Nicely done by Josh Clyden, and there's one up, one down in the top of the fourth. The Oklahoma City Indians 4, and the Enid Majors nothing. Matt Hopkins is next. He's 0-for-1 in this game with a pop out to short. But he's 17 of 36 on the summer. His batting average has been hovering right around 500. He joined the majors in mid-June, and the first pitch swinging by him, the ball gets skied up in the air, and three different guys go after it, and not one of them can come up with it. And Matt Hopkins is going to end up on second base. And that's a definite error right there by the Indians. That'll go down as an E3 on Trevor Morales. He was the one that should have had it. He had waved everybody off, and then he misplayed it. He overran it, and the ball bounced down behind him. So that ends up putting Hopkins on second base. And again, Hopkins is fast. So he never gave up on the play. He kept on running. And when the ball got dropped, he charged even further and made it to second base. So the Majors now have a runner in scoring position with one out for Garrett DeHaas, who will be a junior next season at Cimarron High School. By the way, big news for Cimarron. They just hired a new boys basketball coach, and it is John Kinneman, who was a Cimarron High School graduate and was an assistant coach for Cimarron for 3 years, then took a year off to attend to his family farm. Now he is going to be back coaching the Cimarron boys this year. Garrett DeHaas with a swing and a miss on that pitch, though, 0-1. I'm sure Garrett will be playing for John Kinneman next year, along with baseball. Those are the two big sports at Cimarron, baseball and basketball. And Cimarron's usually pretty good at both of them, especially baseball. Parker looks back at second, and the sidearm throw comes way high. One ball, one strike. 64 miles an hour on that pitch. And the thing is, Parker does not throw it hard. The hardest throwing pitch he has had tonight has been 78 miles an hour. But sometimes that kind of a pitcher can almost be more frustrating to hit than the guy that throws 90. The 1-1 goes off the glove of Morgan, but he's able to hang on to it before Hopkins has thoughts about stealing third. Braden Rogers is in attendance for this game. He just graduated from NOC Enid, and he will be going to the University of Nebraska Omaha, a Division I school. Rogers was an excellent first baseman for NOC Enid, and also a very good Enid High baseball player. The 2-1 driven out of play, and that'll even the count up at 2-2. Garrett 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout looking, but I will admit it was a very suspect strikeout call. Because when he was called for strike three looking, that ball looked like it was pretty outside, but the umpire rung him up anyway. 4-0 Indians, top of the fourth, one out. Majors have a runner on second. The 2-2 from Parker, and that time DeHaas fanned it. And then he kind of slapped his hand on the bat, not happy with himself. And that's the second out of the inning. Majors so far have left four men on base. And they're in danger of leaving another one here unless Rutledge can get on. Logan Rutledge struck out back in the third. And I think what these Majors hitters are doing, they want to hit the ball so hard that sometimes they just swing a little too early at these pitches from Parker instead of being a little more patient and waiting for it to come to you. And Parker's pitch that time, nowhere close. One ball, no strikes as that one goes high. Majors Baseball, sponsored in part by Kuntz Roofing. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call Kuntz Roofing today at 580-541-3155. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Rutledge, 1-1. Richie Tarango, the assistant coach for the Majors, over on third base, gives a sign to Rutledge. Rutledge receives the sign and gets back in the right-handed batter's box, working against the right-handed Hayden Parker. Parker's pitch. Rutledge drops it back behind home plate. Foul. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. If he can succeed in getting on base, we'll go to the nine-hole hitter, Lakin Young. And it'd be nice to get back to the top of the order with Seth Graves, who has walked twice tonight against Parker. Four runs for the Indians, and all those runs came in the bottom of the first. Here is the 1-2 to Rutledge. Got him looking. That was a curveball that had some nasty movement on it. It looked like it was going to go inside, and then it slithered back across home plate in the strike zone for strike three. No runs, no hits. There was an error in that inning, and another man left on base for the Majors. As we head to the bottom of four, the Majors trail the Indians by 4-0. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And just about everything that has gone against, that is, could go against the Majors right now has done just that. The Indians lead them 4-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Indians will send up batters 6, 7, and 8 in their order of Casey Cooper, Trevor Morales, and Caden Frazee. The Bike Shop is proud to support the Enid Majors baseball team again this summer. They're Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Tell Micah you heard this ad, and you'll get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Tyler Kistner finishing up his warm-up pitches. He has 3 strikeouts, but also 2 walks, and has allowed 4 runs, 2 of which have been earned. Casey Cooper will start off the fourth inning, and he walked and scored back in the first. But unquestionably, the man that has the biggest hit in the game so far is the man who will come after Cooper. And Cooper takes ball 1 from Kistner, 76-mile-an-hour toss that time, from the Guthrie High School graduate, who will be arch rivals with E.J. Taylor and Marcus Hampton next year. The 1-0 on the outside corner that time for a strike, 1-1. Kistner going to NOC Tonkawa, Taylor and Hampton going to NOC Enid. Connerly's going to be back for his sophomore year at NOC Enid. The 1-1 ripped high down the right field line, and it will go foul, 1-2. As it bounces up into the seats and then back into the majors dugout. There aren't very many rivalries in junior college athletics like the one between NOC Enid and NOC Tonkawa, and that is across all of their sports. Kistner kicks and delivers, and that pitch comes high, 2-2, the count. If you want to see a raucous atmosphere, watch the NOC Enid men's basketball team play NOC Tonkawa. At Tonkawa or at Enid, doesn't matter. It's always a crazy atmosphere. The 2-2 comes too far inside and high, 3-2 to Casey Cooper. Cooper has been hitting just .214. The 3-2, and he pops it up. It's in very shallow right. Going back, Seth Graves catches it for the first out of the bottom of the fourth. It is the Oklahoma City Indians 4 and the Enid Majors nothing, with Trevor Morales coming up. Now, Trevor hit the RBI single that scored both Noah Ellis and Casey Cooper in the first to give the Indians a 4-0 lead. It was just 2-0 at that point, but I think we all can agree 4-0 looks a lot different than 2-0. Morales watches that one go low and outside, and Rutledge couldn't get his hand on that one. But even though it rolls to the wall, there's nobody on base, so not going to really cost the majors a whole lot there. Kistner sets and delivers the next pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike that time, 1-1, 81 miles an hour on the fastball from Kistner. Kistner, a record of 6-1 with the majors. The 1-1, belted into left. Matt Hopkins is trying to get there. It will go over his head, bounce off the wall. He finally is able to corral it and get it back into the relay man, Lakin Young. But that was a hard hit, smash double to left center by Trevor Morales. Trevor came into this game batting .178, and he is now 2-for-2 with an RBI single and now a double. And that brings up Caden Frazee, who is 0-for-1 with a ground out to first. Now remember, he grounded out to first to E.J. Taylor, and Taylor grabbed it and stepped on the bag to end the first inning. But the Indians trying to add to their 4-0 lead, and Logan Rutledge, the catcher, will go out and have another conversation with Tyler Kistner. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Conversation is over, and Kistner's ready to face Frazee. The pitch. Frazee knocks it up high in the air, over towards the first base side. People clearing out, and the ball bounces down in the seats and makes some folks scatter. Luckily, it didn't hit anybody, and the count is 0-1. Also sponsoring the majors this summer is Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. You can find them today at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Frazee gets back into the right-handed batter's box, facing the left-handed Kistner. Kistner looks at second and the pitch, and that one is hit hard over into shallow center, and Lakin Young leaps up, makes the catch, throws to second base, and doubles off Trevor Morales. That was an outstanding defensive play by Lakin Young, stretching out his arm, catching a well-hit ball by Frazee, and then throwing to second to double off Morales, and the inning comes to a close. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on for the Indians, but the Indians still lead the Enid Majors 4-0 after 4. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
Catch the St. Louis Cardinals on CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
But it's been all Oklahoma City Indians so far as they lead the Enid Majors 4-0 going to the fifth inning. Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, ladislawevans.com, to learn more. Batters 9-1 and 2 due up in the majors order. Lakin Young, Seth Graves, and Ben Marino. Lakin Young stands into the right-handed batter's box and sees ball one whiz by him. He is 1-for-1 in this game with a single. The two guys that have gotten hits for the majors tonight have been Connerly and Lakin Young. The 1-0, and Young hits this one back up the middle. A diving attempt made by it at Clay Lockett. He cannot get there at short, and it goes into center for a base knock by Lakin Young. So Lakin Young, how about a night for him? 2-for-2 for the Pioneer High School junior. Now can the majors do something with this? They have their leadoff man on, nobody out, and a runner on first for their leadoff guy in the order, Seth Graves, who has been walked twice tonight. Seth came into this game hitting 390, and he's been hovering around 400 all summer. Hayden Parker, the pitcher for the Indians, stepped off the mound for a second. Last week, Seth Graves was 4-for-10 in the Northern Oklahoma Classic. He hit a three-run homer, scored 5 runs, had a walk and 3 stolen bases, but he knocks this one through second base and gets it into the outfield. So the majors finally starting to get the bats to come alive here. Now they have runners on first and second with nobody out. One interesting caveat here, the majors have turned 3 double plays in this game defensively. They came into this game having 10 total all summer in 36 games. And they have 3 in this game through 4 innings. And now it looks like the Indians coach wants to come out and say something to his entire infield here. He brings in his entire infield. And it looks like the majors are going to have a pinch hitter. Zach Goodwin is now coming up to pinch hit for Ben Marino. So interesting move here by Chris Jensen. We'll see if the Indians decide to make a pitching change. I seriously doubt they will. Because again, this is a tournament that goes Wednesday through Sunday. It's going to test your pitching. You have to have, probably I would say, at least 3 starters that you can rely on with a solid bullpen. And they are going to leave him in the ball game. So Hayden Parker will stay out there. And Zach Goodwin is now coming up to pinch hit. Last week, Zach Goodwin in the Northern Oklahoma Classic went 2-for-6. He scored a run, he had an RBI, and he had 3 walks. On the summer, he's batting .255 with 4 walks, 10 RBI, and he has also scored 10 runs. The pitch to him, a strike on the outside corner. He's one of the Kingfisher High School kids on this team, teammates with Logan Rutledge. And he'll be a junior there next year. He's gotten some time at second base this year, and it's short, the 0-1. Missing inside, ball one. So if you walk Goodwin here, you load the bases for one of Enid's best power hitters in Matt Connerly. The Oklahoma City Indians lead the Enid Majors 4-0 in the top of the fifth. Nobody out, though. The 1-1, Goodwin bounces it down the line, foul. Well, he hit it fair at first. At least he hit it in front of the white line. But again, it's where the ball goes over the bag down the line. And it did not go over the bag fair, it went over the bag foul. So that makes it 1-2 to Zach Goodwin. And now Hayden Parker, the Indians pitcher, needs to talk with Court Morgan, his catcher. Morgan takes his helmet off for this conversation and now gets back behind home plate. 4 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Oklahoma City Indians. No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Enid Majors. Top of the fifth. Majors threatening, though, with 2 runners on. The 1-2 to Zach Goodwin, and he got jammed. It's popped up, but it's going in foul territory. I think it's going to stay in the park, and it is. Trevor Morales backpedals and catches it in foul territory right by the Majors dugout. There's the first out of the fifth. Matt Connerly is next. He is 1-for-2. The Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltry, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Majors. Member FDIC. Connerly singled in the first, but, grounded out to first in the first, singled in the third, and was left on first in that inning when the Majors left the bases loaded. Parker waiting in the pitch. Breaking ball hits the outside corner, 0-1. 2 men stranded on base tonight for the Oklahoma City Indians and 5 for the Enid Majors. Connerly trying to get a run or two across here, the 0-1. Connerly rip and a miss, 0-2. I think he was sitting on either a breaking ball or a changeup of some kind, and by the time he swung, though, he was just a little bit too late to fall behind 0-2. He's twirling his bat, staring down Parker. Parker looks at both runners on base and nearly hits Connerly with that pitch. 1-2. This is where you can really make some big moves if you're the Majors, because you are at the heart of your order now. You've got Connerly in the 3-hole, followed by E.J. Taylor batting 4th. Then Marcus Hampton, 5th. The 1-2, Connerly with a shot down the right field line, but he hooks it foul over into the Majors' bullpen. You've got E.J. Taylor on deck, and you've got Marcus Hampton after that. Hampton hasn't hit a home run, but he does have 3 doubles, and he has hit some big shots. We know E.J. Taylor's homered twice. And the 1-2, Connerly fouls it off the glove of Morgan, and then the ball almost hit the umpire, but it ends up skipping back to the wall. 4-0, the Oklahoma City Indians on top of the Enid Majors, top of the fifth inning. Connerly checks his swing, examines his baseball bat, adjusts his batting gloves, and gets back into the left-handed batter's box. Staring down the right-handed Hayden Parker, the 1-2. Connerly dribbles it back up the middle. There is Parker, though, waiting on it. The pitcher throws Connerly out at first. But the good news is, it advanced Lake and Young to third, and it moved Seth Graves to second base. Now this is where you've got arguably your best hitter coming up, and it's E.J. Taylor. Remember, he came up with the bases loaded in the third, and he flew out to right with 2 outs, and that ended the inning. He's got a chance to get not just 1, but 2 runs in if he can get this ball down in the outfield. But there's 2 outs now in the top of the fifth. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a ground out and a fly out. The pitch rips it into left, and that's going to score one for sure. Josh Klein picks it up and throws home, and the play at the plate, not in time, and Taylor will have an RBI single. And that brings this Enid Majors crowd to life. Fifth hit of the night for the Majors comes in a big moment here in the top of the fifth. And now it's 4-2, Oklahoma City Indians. And for E.J. Taylor, that's his 23rd and 24th RBI of the summer. Lakin Young just scored his 16th run of the year. And Seth Graves just got in his 32nd. Marcus Hampton is up. And Hampton, first pitch swinging right to the first baseman who almost booted it. But Trevor Morales was able to hold on and step on the bag, and now Marcus Hampton is 0 for 3. But in that inning for the Enid Majors, two runs on three hits with no errors. They do leave a man on base, and they cut the Oklahoma City Indian lead in half at 4-2. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Indeed it is, and we're going to the bottom of the fifth. The Majors finally starting to get the bats going a little bit. They were held scoreless through four innings, but they got two in the top of the fifth. However, the Oklahoma City Indians lead the Majors 4-2. And they have batters 9-1-2 coming up in their order of Landon Lee, Josh Clyden, and Clay Lockett. Lee falls behind quickly, though, to Tyler Kistner with a strike, 0-1. So Coach Chris Jensen of the Enid Majors riding the wave of Tyler Kistner, and I don't blame him. The 0-1 pulled over to second base, charging is Seth Graves. He has a hard time getting it, throws to first, error. Actually, that is Zach Goodwin now, who is playing over at second base. So the error is going to go down on Goodwin, and that was a ground ball that was hit right to him, and he could not hang on. So Seth Graves has been taken out of the game defensively, but Goodwin is now playing second base. Everybody else stays the same. Josh Clyden tries to get a bunt down and whiffs, 0-1. So that will go down as an error against Zach Goodwin. Looked like he had it right there in his hand and just could not hang on to it. And even by the time he picked it up, he almost threw out Landon Lee, but he could not. That is the third error of the night now on the Enid Majors. And it has just been a sloppy performance. And really, it was sloppy in the first inning where they had two, but they were clean in the second, third, and fourth until that mistake right there in the fifth. Kistner's going to talk to Logan Rutledge again. While he does that, we'll tell you Dense Comfort Solutions offers commercial and residential HVAC and plumbing services. Having your air conditioner service not only keeps you cool, but can lower your bills. Call Dense Comfort Solutions for any indoor air quality or plumbing needs you may have at 580-279-0521. Clyden with the count 0-1 to him. This time he does get a bunt down. It's fair. E.J. Taylor picks it up and throws out Clyden, but that's a beautiful sacrifice bunt. And you can score that in your book as 3-4 because he threw it to Zach Goodwin. But Landon Lee goes to second base, and there's one out. The Indians ahead of the Enid Majors, 4-2. The Majors will send up in the sixth inning the 6, 7, and 8 portion of their order of Matt Hopkins, Garrett DeHass, and Logan Rutledge. Lockett is next. He's 1-for-2 in this game with a single, a run scored. He's also grounded into a double play. Ball one thrown by Kistner. One ball, no strikes. I think there is some light activity in the majors bullpen. The 1-0 chopped over to Lakin Young. He backhands it, throws to first base. It's high, but Taylor gets it. Did he step on the bag? The umpire is signaling, I think, that he had it. And they're going to call him out. Now, the ball popped out of Taylor's glove, but it wasn't until after he stepped on the bag and got Lockett out. However, that moves Landon Lee over to third base. Indians trying to add on an insurance run here in the bottom of the fifth, leading the Enid Majors 4-2. Garrett Wilkins is up. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking and a walk tonight. Kicking the deal from Kistner, and it's a fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1, 80 miles an hour. So Kistner still throwing that fastball hard. And with a 6-1 record coming in, you can see why Coach Chris Jensen opted to trust him in Game 1. And aside from that first inning, he has been very solid. The 0-1 up high, 1-1. He has an ERA of 2.56. And the thing that hurts is that he's only given up 2 earned runs. 4 total, but only 2 of which are earned. And those 2 unearned runs are the difference in the game right now. The 1-1 sent over to first and past E.J. Taylor, but foul. 1-2. The right fielder, Marcus Hampton, comes over and gives the ball back in the Majors dugout. So the Majors have the Indians down to their last strike here in the bottom of the fifth. Can they get the inning to finish up here? Kistner gets the sign from Rutledge and fires the pitch low and inside, and a good job by Rutledge to block it. If he doesn't do that, that might score Landon Lee from third. But he was able to hold it up just in the nick of time. Kistner setting and firing. Again, Wilkins makes things difficult by fouling it back to the net. So the teams that are in the consolation bracket, one loss away from elimination so far, the Oklahoma Titans, the Piedmont Wildcats, the Enid Plainsmen, the Oklahoma City Broncos, and one more team will join them there, the 2-2. That one is popped up into shallow right, charging after it is Hampton, and he is there to catch it for out number 3. No runs, no hits, there was an error, and a man left on for the Oklahoma City Indians, who still lead the Enid Majors 4-2, heading to inning number 6. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Dependability and dedication. That's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses, and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We are through 5 innings of play, and the Oklahoma City Indians have a 4-2 lead on the Enid Majors. They have led from the outset. They had 4 runs come across in the bottom of the first, and they were able to set the tone there. And now the Majors have been playing catch-up ever since. They did get 2 runs home in the fifth, and now they're trying to build on that heading to the sixth. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Janssen GMC. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Majors will send up Matt Hopkins first. He's 0-for-2 in this game. He's reached on an error and popped up to short. Hayden Parker settling back into another inning of work as he is going for the complete game victory for the Oklahoma City Indians. And he rifles the first pitch way outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. In that fifth inning, the majors got a single from Lake and Young, another single from Seth Graves, and then an RBI single by E.J. Taylor that scored Graves and Young. Pitch comes outside again to Hopkins, 2-0. So maybe you hope, if you're the Enid Majors, that Hayden Parker is starting to show signs of fatigue. The 2-0, and Hopkins went after it and missed. Well, the 2-0 count is usually a hitter's count, and that's what was on Hopkins' mind there. He tried to go after it, but he could not catch up to that 71-mile-an-hour pitch. The 2-1, way high, 3-1. Not much of a wind to speak of most of tonight. The temperature has dropped now to 89 degrees. At game time, it was close to 100. The 3-1, and Hopkins hits it hard off the third baseman Ellis into the shortstop, Clay Lockett's glove, and there won't be a play. Well, going to have to rule that an error on Noah Ellis. It wasn't the easiest ball to field, but it was hit right at him, and that was a ground ball he should have had. Nonetheless, the majors will take it. That's the second error of the night on the Oklahoma City Indians, and Garrett Dehas is up next. Garrett, 0-for-2 tonight with two strikeouts, but I got a feeling he could be due here. He was asking for time, and the umpire didn't give it to him. I think they're going to count that pitch as a ball. Garrett stepped into the batter's box and asked for time, stuck his hand up for quite some time, and the umpire didn't grant it to him. Luckily for Garrett, it was a ball. The 1-0 makes contact over to third. This time Noah Ellis is there. He flips to second to get one, on to first, and that is a 5-4-3 double play. Well, the majors have fielded three double plays defensively, and that time Garrett Dehas grounds into one. That's the first time he has done that all summer, and it clears the bases here in the top of the sixth. Well, these umpires right now are still in training, and they're going through a seminar right now, and that umpire needs to use that as a teaching point. When a batter holds up his hand and asks for time, you got to give it to him. Logan Rutledge sees that pitch come down and in, one ball, no strikes. Rutledge has struck out twice tonight, one swinging and one looking. Ideally, if you're the majors, you want to try to get back to the top of the order here, and that pitch comes outside for ball one. We are in the top of the sixth. The Oklahoma City Indians leading the Enid Majors 2-0. In the Connie Mack State Tournament 2017, the 2-0 to Rutledge, ball three. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile, at 811 West Randolph in Enid. 3-0 from Parker. Strike. Rutledge was taken the whole way there. Wanted to see if Parker could throw a strike, and he did. Parker has only issued two walks in this game, and they were both to Seth Graves in the first and third. 4-2, Oklahoma City Indians on top of the Enid Majors. Rutledge bloops that almost past the shortstop, Clay Lockett, but he was able to drift back deep enough and make the catch to end the inning. No runs, no hits. There was an error. Nobody left on for the Enid Majors. It's still the Oklahoma City Indians 4 and the Enid Majors 2. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Majors trail in this one 4-2 going into the bottom of the sixth. The Indians will try to get some more insurance runs here, and then the Majors will have their last crack at it in the top of the seventh, and they'll have the 9-1-2 portion of their order coming up. Folks, you don't want to miss out. ABC Mattress Liquidators is counting down the final weeks of the hottest deals in the Midwest. Top name brand mattresses, sectionals, sofa love seat combos, and power motion furniture all priced up to 75% off. Hurry in and don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity. ABC Mattress Liquidators, 5124 West Garriott Road in Enid. The Indians will have the 4-5-6 portion of their order due up of Noah Ellis, Court Morgan, Casey Cooper. Pitch number one on its way to Ellis. In there for a strike from Tyler Kistner. Well, if Tyler can finish out this inning and the Majors don't have to go to their bullpen, that'd be one nice positive going forward. The 0-1 popped up high in the air, shallow right. And coming on, charging after it is Hampton, and he makes a nice play. Second defensive put out of the night for Marcus Hampton and Wright. One down. Court Morgan is next. He's 0-2, a strikeout looking, and a pop-up to short. And despite that rough first inning the Majors got off to, they have only given up two hits to the Indians and no runs since the first, but they trail 4-2. Morgan sees that one come high. One ball, no strikes. The good news is if you're the Majors in the seventh, you'll have Lakin Young up, who's 2-2. Seth Graves, who has gotten on base safely all three times. And then Zach Goodwin, the 1-0, fouled off by Morgan. One ball, one strike, and then the ball goes bouncing off the wall. 1-1. Majors crowd trying to get back into it. Our public address announcer, a couple of doors over, Chris Morales trying to do just that. Oh my gosh, that umpire just did something. We have all turf infield at David Allen Ballpark, and he acted like he was going to brush off home plate. There's no dirt to brush off there, bud. It's all turf. Guess it just must be a habit. The 1-1, strike, outside corner. 1-2 from Tyler Kistner. Will the Majors be playing in the afternoon or the evening tomorrow? The 1-2, Morgan pops it up. It's in fair territory, though. Zach Goodwin calling for it in shallow right. He is there for the second out. And that brings up Casey Cooper. He's 0-1 in this game, but he walked and scored the fourth run of the game for the Oklahoma City Indians back in the first. Cooper steps on into the right-handed batter's box, working against the left-handed Kistner, and the pitch. Breaking ball strike, 0-1. Now the plan was for Majors coach Chris Jensen to start Matt Hopkins tomorrow. But I wonder if that'll change if he ends up playing the Broncos. That ball goes through the legs of Rutledge to the wall. Majors have had a ton of success against the Broncos this year. They have beaten them by scores of 4-1, 6-1, 9-2. And that makes it 1-2 after that pitch there from Kistner. And also 4-0. So they've never lost to the Broncos all year. The 1-2, way low and inside. Two balls, two strikes to Casey Cooper. Kistner trying to work out of this. He apparently didn't like the ball. Then he gave it to Rutledge, and Rutledge gave it back to him, and then he gave it back to Rutledge again. And I think they've finally settled on a baseball that they like, and we're ready to continue play here. Indians 4, the Enid Majors 2, bottom of 6, 2 outs. And the 2-2 goes flying past Rutledge to the wall. Rutledge tried to glove it, but he could not. Luckily, there's nobody on base for the Indians. Indians win this game. They'll get their ninth victory of the summer and go to 9-14. 3-2. There's ball four. And that's the first walk issued by Tyler Kistner since the third inning. Trevor Morales is next. He is 2-for-2 with two RBIs. So he's been the catalyst for the Indians tonight. Lakin Young, you could argue, has been a big catalyst. But then E.J. Taylor for the majors as well. He's 1-for-3 with two runs batted in. But Trevor Morales has been a nightmare for the majors. He singled in the first and drove home two, and then he doubled in the fourth, but luckily did not get any runs home. And now he's going to have a quick word here with his head coach, and now his coach is coming up to talk to the umpire. Well, I'd be shocked if he's making some kind of a move here. The umpire has brought out his lineup card. And it looks like we're going to have a runner at first base for Casey Cooper. And that is Sam South going over there to now courtesy run for Casey Cooper. So that's really what they were changing there. They wanted to get in a courtesy runner. And we're ready for Kistner to face Morales. Fastball low, one ball, no strikes. Well, the majors got the first two outs, recorded relatively easily here in the bottom of the sixth. A fly out and a pop out, but then a walk to Cooper. 1-0 in there for a strike, one ball, one strike that time. Kistner, three walks, three strikeouts. And he's only given up four hits. And that one bounced over to Connerly at third. Connerly delivers a strike to first base. Over to E.J. Taylor to retire Morales. No runs, no hits, no errors. But the Indians do leave a runner on base in the sixth. However, they still lead the Enid Majors 4-2 heading to the seventh inning. Majors will need to come up with some late-inning heroics next. You're listening to Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent build-up, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center. Or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
A 4-2 lead for the Oklahoma City Indians. The key inning in this game was the first inning. You always hear the adage in sports that it's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's not always true, and this game has been evidence of that. The start has determined how things have gone, at least so far. The Indians jumped out, got four runs in the bottom of the first inning, and took a 4-0 lead. There were two Enid Majors miscues in that inning, errors on defense that led to two unearned runs and two earned runs that made it 4-0. The Majors got two back in the fifth off an RBI single from E.J. Taylor, but they trail 4-2 going into the seventh inning. They're three outs away from a loss here in the Connie Mack State Tournament. Lakin Young, though, is up, and he's 2-for-2 tonight with a run scored. See if he can keep that trend going against the starter for the Indians, Hayden Parker, who is going for the complete game victory. And Parker gets Lakin Young to fan the first pitch, 0-1. Now he sets and fires pitch number 2, and Young whiffs again, 0-2. 9-1-2 batters. After Young, we go back to the top of the order with Seth Graves. And then it is, well, Zach Goodwin, who pinched hit in the last time. We'll see if he comes up again or if Majors coach Chris Jensen opts to go with a different pinch hitter. That was a well-hit ball by Lakin Young down the right field line, but it was slicing foul. However, if that was fair, might have been an extra base hit. And the count remains. No balls, two strikes. And Parker needs a moment. Well, actually, he didn't. The infield umpire said, wait a second, we got to get the foul ball off the field. And they did that, and now they're ready to continue. Oh, 2 to Lakin. And Lakin with a nice belt into left. He's 3 for 3. Josh Clyden scoops it up. And now the tying run is at the plate for the Enid Majors. That is their 6th hit of the night. And they have officially out-hit the Oklahoma City Indians 6-4. So nicely done by them. But they've got to turn those hits into runs now. Seth Graves is up. He's 1 for 1 with a single. A run scored. 2 walks. Pitch inside for a ball. 1-0. And now the shortstop, Clay Lockett, is coming over to talk to Hayden Parker. Boy, the difference in winning and losing this game in the Connie Mack State Tournament is huge. You're either going to play Woodward in the winner's bracket. Of course, Woodward really good this year. Or you're going to play the Broncos in the loser's bracket. Rip and a miss, 1-1 by Graves. And you win this game, you get to wait until 7:30 to play tomorrow night. You lose, then you got to play at 2:30 in the afternoon. And of course, there's so much on the line in this game for the Oklahoma City Indians. The 1-1 to Graves just hit the outside corner, 1-2. Because the Indians, if they want to get to the World Series, have any shot of it, they have to go to the National Regional. If they want to get to the National Regional, they have to win this entire state tournament. You lose this game and your chances of doing that take a big hit. Graves needs a moment and he steps out of the left-handed batter's box. 1-2 is the count. 4-2 is the lead for the Oklahoma City Indians. But the Majors have a runner on first and nobody out in the 7th. Ball 2 thrown to Seth Graves. Graves is batting 390 on the summer. And he has reached base safely all 3 times. It'd be huge if he can do it again here in the top of the 7th. That pitch misses again outside. 3-2. And don't forget, as I mentioned earlier, Hayden Parker does have 2 walks in this game, but they have both come to Seth Graves. Will he issue a third? He's 1 pitch away from doing that. Graves hits it over to first, glove nicely by Morales. He throws to second. There's one. He's not going to get Graves at first, though. Graves is just simply too fast. Well, it is a 3-6 fielder's choice, grounded into by Seth Graves, that retires Lake and Young. Now there's one out with Graves on first, and Zach Goodwin will be coming up here. Now, of course, the one thing you don't want to have happen if you're Goodwin is ground into a double play. You want to at least get to Connerly and Taylor, your 3 and 4 hole hitters. Pitch way outside for ball 1. Goodwin had a good at bat going there in the 5th. However, it ended with him popping up to first to Trevor Morales. The count is 1 ball, no strikes to Goodwin. At one point in the season, his batting average was around 200. Now it's 255. The 1-0 pitch misses again. 2-0 to Zach. And I wonder how aggressive Coach Jensen is going to be with Seth Graves on first base. Would this be an optimal time for him to steal here? I think that's what Hayden Parker is thinking. The pitcher for the Oklahoma City Indians as he throws over to first. And Graves is able to beat it back. Graves has stolen 9 bases on the summer. The count is 2-0 to Goodwin. He stays put here, and that pitch comes over the heart of the plate for Parker, 2-1. Goodwin was taking the whole way. The tying run is at the plate for the Majors. They trail 4-2. The 2-1 pitch, way outside, ball 3. If we go to the bottom of the 7th, the Oklahoma City Indians will have the bottom of their order coming up. Caden Frazee, Landon Lee, And then we go back to the top of the order with Josh Clyden. So it's batters 8, 9, and 1. The count is 3-1 to Zach Goodwin. He has been walked 4 times this year. A fifth one here would be really nice, and he'll get it. Hayden Parker missed the mark up high and away, and the majors have runners on first and second now with one out, and Matt Connerly coming up. This might be all she wrote for Hayden Parker, who pitched a whale of a game. And Parker is handing the ball to his head coach, and his evening is done, and he gets a nice ovation from the Indian crowd and his teammates, who pat him on the back as he heads to the locker, as he heads to the dugout. So we'll have a new Indians pitcher when we come back in just a moment. It's the Indians 4 and the Enid Majors 2 with one out in the top of the seventh. The Majors have runners on first and second. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Gary in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here from Master Bowers Insurance. Say you bought a new suit. You paid a lot, but it didn't fit right. So you take it to a tailor and he says, I'll use the best material and make it fit you like a glove. But when it's done, it's going to cost you less. Sounds absurd, yet that's what we do every day for our personal and commercial clients at Master Bowers Insurance. Why don't you check out how we can make your house, car, or business insurance fit you better and cost less? Messer Bowers, making sense of insurance since 1926. 233-1442.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Getting down to crunch time here in the top of the seventh inning. The Enid Majors have been behind the entire game. They trail the Oklahoma City Indians 4-2. And they have runners on first and second with one out, with one of their best hitters, Matt Connerly, coming up. Connerly is hitting .373 this summer. Tonight, he is 1-for-3. He represents the go-ahead run. Hayden Parker went 6 1/3, gave up 6 hits, had 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, 2 runs allowed so far, but the runners on first and second are runners that he put on base, so those are his responsibility. Lefty-lefty battle between South and Connerly. And Samuel South misses on the first pitch. One ball, no strikes. Majors trying to three-peat in the Connie Mack State Tournament. They have won this tournament each of the last 2 years. The 1-0 to Connerly. And Connerly loops it into center. Diving for it is Landon Lee. He's able to make a very impressive catch. I wouldn't call it a web, Jim, but he did come up and make a nice sliding grab to prevent the runners from advancing, and now the Majors are down to their last out. But luckily, they have arguably their best hitter coming up in E.J. Taylor, who has driven home 2 runs tonight. He stands in from the right-handed batter's box. He is 1-for-3 with a single. The pitch. A strike from South. 0-1. Again, he doesn't throw it especially hard, just 77 miles an hour. And the wind is picking up here. Blowing in from the right field line. The 0-1 from South. Way outside. One ball, one strike. E.J. Taylor's been a patient hitter all summer. He has drawn 14 walks. If you walk Taylor, that brings up another power hitter in Marcus Hampton, the 1-1. Strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And you could tell Taylor was hovering over, waiting to swing at that pitch, and then he didn't go after it and realized he probably should have. 1-2. South. Kicks and fires. Taylor hits it right back to him on the mound. And South will throw out E.J. Taylor at first base. And the Enid Majors fall to the Oklahoma City Indians tonight, 4-2. Clutch pitching from Samuel South to come in and get the final two outs for the Oklahoma City Indians. And he gets the save. The starter, Hayden Parker, gets the win. The majors, probably hotter than any team in this field coming in to the postseason, having won 9 of 10, but they lose tonight. They get off to a rough start, fall behind 4-0, and they tried to mount a comeback, but in the end, it was not enough. The Oklahoma City Indians 4 and the Enid Majors 2. They'll play the Oklahoma City Broncos at 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow in what will be an elimination game. I'll have the final stats and numbers for you. I'll wrap it up from David Allen Ballpark when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game, and we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Summer has arrived at P&K Equipment with the dear days of summer. And if you're trying to squeeze every ounce of productivity out of these summer months, they can help. The John Deere 1023E subcompact utility tractor has 23 horsepower, dozens of compatible implements and attachments, and it can be yours for just $99 per month. So come into P&K and celebrate the dear days of summer, because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 7/31/17, subject to approved credit with John Deere. Financial price and model availability may vary. Some restrictions, exclusions, and limitations apply. See P&K for details.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today, or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Enid today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Tried to get a part for my edger from the store where I bought it. Guy tried to sell me a new one. Hashtag, wish I would have went to Jack's.
Asked to look at trimmers. The guy asked me if I was planning on growing a beard. Hashtag, should have gone to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years. With reliable brands like Echo, Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things. It's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, things didn't go as planned tonight for the Enid Majors as they dropped their first game of the Connie Mack State Tournament to the Oklahoma City Indians 4-2 here at David Allen Ballpark. I am John Herrick back with you live one more time as we wrap up our coverage here from David Allen for a team in the Enid Majors that had won the state tournament the last 2 years. Looking for a three-peat, did not get off to a great start tonight as they fell behind to the Oklahoma City Indians 4-0 after one. They committed two errors in that first inning, one by Lakin Young and one by Matt Connerly. And both of those men that got on base by way of the error came home to score. They would get two more runs as well. Trevor Morales had an RBI single that scored two in the first, and that made it 4-0 after one. And that's where we sat until the fifth inning when the Enid Majors got two runs in, when E.J. Taylor hit an RBI single into left that scored two runs to make it 4-2. And then the Majors had a big threat going there in the seventh. They got Lakin Young on base to begin the inning, and then Seth Graves grounded into a fielder's choice. Zach Goodwin walked, then Matt Connerly flew out to deep center, and E.J. Taylor grounded back out to the pitcher to end the game, and the Majors fall to 20-17. They've won 9 of their last 11 games, but now they're Connie Mack State Tournament. They are one loss away from elimination in it. They will play the Oklahoma City Broncos tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon here at David Allen Ballpark. Let's get you the final numbers from this game first. The Oklahoma City Indians improved to 9-14 with the win. They had four runs on four hits, two errors. They left four men on base. Josh Clyden went 1-for-3 with a run scored. So did Clay Lockett. Garrett Wilkins was 0-for-2 with a walk. Noah Ellis was 0-for-3 with a run scored. Court Morgan was 0-for-3. Casey Cooper was 0-for-1, but he did have two walks and a run scored. Trevor Morales was 2-for-3 with two runs batted in. Caden Frazee and Landon Lee were both 0-for-2. Hitting numbers for the Enid Majors, they had two runs on six hits. They committed three errors, though, and left eight men on base. Seth Graves was 1-for-2 with two walks and a run scored. Ben Marino was 0-for-2. Zach Goodwin was 0-for-1 with a walk. Matt Connerly, 1-for-4. E.J. Taylor was 1-for-4 with two runs batted in. Marcus Hampton, Matt Hopkins, and Garrett Dehas, along with Logan Rutledge, all four of those guys were 0-for-3. Lakin Young, though, was 3-for-3 with a run scored. The winning pitcher for the Oklahoma City Indians was Hayden Parker. He made it through 6 1/3 innings. He gave up six hits, two runs, two of which were earned, three walks, six strikeouts, and then Samuel South came in, got the final 2/3 of the inning recorded, and he did not give up a hit or a run, and he did not have a strikeout or a walk either. He will get credit for the save. The losing pitcher for the Enid Majors is Tyler Kistner. He falls to 6-2 on the summer. He goes six innings. He gives up four hits, four runs, two of which were earned. He had two walks, three strikeouts, and he threw one wild pitch. And that wild pitch was back in the first inning, which allowed a run to come on home to score. So here's the schedule for the Connie Mack State Tournament tomorrow at David Allen Ballpark. In the first game, it'll be scheduled for noon as the Enid Plainsmen will play the Piedmont Wildcats in what is an elimination game for them. Then at 2:30, it's an elimination game for the Enid Majors as well, as they'll play the Oklahoma City Broncos. We go back to the winner's bracket for the last two games of the day. At 5 o'clock, the Oklahoma Expos will face the Southwest Shockers, and then at 7:30, the Woodward Travelers will face the Oklahoma City Indians in the final game of the day. Now, there's only three games scheduled for Friday. At 2:30, the Oklahoma Titans are going to play the loser of Woodward and the Oklahoma City Indians. At 5 o'clock in the evening on Friday, it'll be the winners between the Southwest Shockers Red Team will be playing in that game, and they will play the winner of the Woodward-Oklahoma City Indian game. And at 7:30, the winner between the Broncos and the Majors will play the loser between the Oklahoma Expos and the Southwest Shockers Black Team. So that's how Friday shakes out. And then on Saturday, we know we have games at 10, 12:30, 3, and then 5:30. Actually, 10, 12:30, 3, 6, and 8:30 on Saturday. One game is scheduled for Sunday at noon with an if-necessary game scheduled for 2:30. That's the rest of the schedule for the rest of the week at the Connie Mack State Tournament. So the Enid Majors, remember, they already have an automatic bid into the National Regional, and even if they get beat in the Connie Mack State Tournament, they'll still be going to that regional. However, They would love to three-peat, but their chances of three-peating take a big hit tonight as they lose to the Oklahoma City Indians 4-2 on their home field. They will play the Oklahoma City Broncos in an elimination game tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll have the game for you right here on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390, KCRC. And don't forget, here's what the Majors have done to the Broncos this summer. They have beaten them 4-1, 6-1, 9-2, and 4-0. So they have never lost to the Broncos this year, and they will hope that that trend continues when they face the Broncos tomorrow afternoon. A big thank you to Lewis Foster, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. Also, a big thanks to Enid Majors coach Chris Jensen and Majors first baseman E.J. Taylor for being a part of my pregame show. I'm John Herrick saying so long from David Allen Ballpark. I will talk to you tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon when the Enid Majors face the Oklahoma City Broncos. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Janssen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
This is Brian Jones of Geo and Jones. Start your day talking sports with us weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on CTB Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC.
Get your side hustle on. Visit uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
A CTV reminder. It's summertime, and that means it's time for the Pioneer Skeleton Creek Volunteer Fire Department's Hog Roast and Silent Auction. It's the 14th annual. This year's event will be Saturday, July 15th from 5:30 to 8 at the Pioneer High School Cafeteria. There's door prizes, live music, and of course lots of hog and corn on the cob and all the fixings. Come on out to the Pioneer High School Cafeteria Saturday, July 15th. There's lots of fun, and you might walk away with a great prize or win a nice auction item. That's from 5:30 to 8 at the Pioneer High School Cafeteria, and you won't leave hungry. Good evening from the Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Weather Center. The forecast brought to us by Stalker Electric. Handling your electrical needs so fast it's like their stalkers. New construction, commercial, and residential. Call Stalker Electric today at 297-5099. That forecast this evening, a clear sky, a southerly wind, and overnight about 75 our low. Tomorrow will be sunny, again hot, near 101 the high in Enid, with southerly winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. A low of 75, then a 30% chance of thunderstorms, and 98 on Friday. That's the forecast from your official weather station.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom.
My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
Sports Flash.
I'm Jay Berman. We'll start in the NBA, where the Jazz have made a couple of signings. They've agreed to a two-year deal with free agent swingman Thabo Sefolosha.